Hey, dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar, Monday, December the 14th. It is 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Glad to be with you. So glad that you're here with us. Want to welcome everyone from everywhere. And for those who download the archives at a later date, want to know that you're in the circle of prayer here as we trust that this hour is a supernatural hour where God's providence is at work, and that is a miracle. It is a supernatural miracle as God is at work. So again, welcome, and without shame to say blessings in Christ to all listening. For those who are still gripping the New Age and searching for spiritual experiences and spirituality, want you to please stick around. Something much deeper is seeking to grip your heart. Literally communication, God summoning you and inviting you to come home. And I want to say to all those that are in the military, God bless you, and our prayers are with you. Listen to those in the shadow side of military, to those that monitor and do the recon on the shows. Well, we want to say welcome again, because the providence of God truly encircles you, not in a cave, not in a deep, deep double basement. Nowhere can someone go without God's presence. Listen, you can read about it in Psalm 139. We're talking about omniscience, omnipresence. So there is no real technology, machinery, or place you can go that God does not know. I mean, you can take a look at Hebrews chapter 4, where it talks about nothing in all creation. Not even a molecule, not an atom, not a particle, nowhere, no place, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. And that's a good thing. I'm glad that, see, when you know God, that is a good thing. And God hears, and God is attentive, and God is with. You know, I'm a father of a child, and there's been times I'm not with my child. Right now, my child is on the way home from her job. She is sick and wants to go to the doctor. Of course, we'll pray it up prior, but she's in need. So as I'm on live with you, she is driving. She's been sick the last couple of days, and so she's left work on her way home, ready to go. She wants to get taken care of. But she was away from my sight. I don't have omniscient, omnipresent ability, neither do you. Only one does, and that is an excellent thing. That is a great thing, because God knows where you are, what you're going through. He can interpret your tears and the meaning, even when you don't know how to pray. And I want you to know that if you don't know God, God does love you, God does want you, and God knows all that's going on. So let's encourage the Satanists and the Luciferians, the elitists who do listen and monitor, that even though you take your stand against the Lord and against His anointed, Psalm chapter 2 speaks about you, that God still gives at this present moment an invitation for you to get out while you can. Look at the world around us right now and all the things that are going crazy. Listen, tonight's discussion involves, yes, the God particle in search of God. It deals with the destroyer, Shiva, the demonic goddess that is artwork, statue, whatever you want to call it, outside of CERN that, we can say dances in the presence of that technology. Listen, we're going to talk about occult inspiration for technology, science, and political ideology. Let me say this. If it is occult power, and I want you to get this quote down, it is presented as a benefit for mankind, but designed for demonic use and ultimate destruction. Every time it is in occult aspired, I mean when it's really the dark side, non-human intelligences that are communicating, sending the communication, sending the feeling, sending the dream, coming into somebody meditating passively, and they receive the data, they receive the instruction, they receive the ideas. They're put into technology, they're put into science, they're put into political ideology, and listen, they can even be put into psychological procedure, as G.H. Esterbrooks and other scientists took in the Nazi mind control technology in splitting the human personality and creating sub-personalities. Listen, we know all about that. It started in the United States somewhere back in the mid-1940s, all written about back then. So it could be psychological mind control, the splitting of the human core, science, technology, political ideology, military strategy. All of that can have demonic inspiration, dark side communication, corrupted revelation. It can be energy that you feel, but the energy has behind it entity, ancient entities, well, like Shiva, like the demonic goddess Shiva dancing there at CERN. And so the big quest this week is to seek the information, take a look, do the prayer mapping, and say, what is the spirit behind the development of the super collider, the Hadron Collider there at CERN, searching for the Higgs boson particle, the God particle, a slice of God? We talked about it somewhat last week, talked about it Sunday night, pretty engaging. And then a friend sent a article in done by William Henry. And I want to say it's a pretty good article. I believe he's a New Ager and into the, again, alternative spirituality. But what does Quetzalcoatl, the Mayan demon god Quetzalcoatl, what does he have to do with the super collider? And I was amazed, literally, to see the connection between Mayan spiritual, whether you want to call it artwork, whether you want to call it, you know, their form of communication, where you have this being, the winged being, the serpent being, Quetzalcoatl. Quetzalcoatl is... you know, again, coming from our perspective, clearly flowing out of the demonic realm, whether he was Nephilim, whether he was one of what is called the Cosmocrators that engaged humanity. Don't forget, among the Mayans, 50 to 70,000 human sacrifices in the last couple of years before the end of that civilization. They were out to, again, open vast doorways occultically, demonically, maybe to save their society. I don't know. Maybe in a rage to save their society, to power up, to stop the judgment of God. By the way, maybe there'll be those who disagree with me, but I believe the Mayan society back in that day, when they were sacrificing children, living human beings, as they pulled the guts out of them while they were alive, as the blood flowed down the ziggurat, as the heads rolled, Italian archaeologists tell us now, and other archaeologists are telling us now, that there were probably 50 and 70,000, well, just thousands upon thousands, Holocaust in ritual format, the shedding of human blood for the conjuring of and or appeasing of the powers. It always involves doorways being opened. But in this, well, if you want to call it, well, we'll talk about that in a few moments. Tonight, in search of God, the God particle, Shiva, the demon goddess of destruction, dances, well, in artwork, but is it possible that this entity is part of the inspiration behind the super collider and other incredible advanced technologies. I'm going to say again from biblical revelation, I believe with all my heart that the dark side seeks to communicate. Non-human intelligences seek to communicate into the political realm, the psychological realm, the science realm, into the military realm, bringing information, communication, technologies, directions that seem to be supra-human. And every time it's a cult-oriented inspiration, like with the Nazis, you do realize that Nazi political ideology came from demonic revelation. Demonic revelation always, always, always brings with it a price. Demonic revelation is a vast spiritual deception that always leads to vast destruction. So the occult or the demonic revelation that brought about the Nazi ideology, the Nazi military strategy and inspiration, the occult powers mixed with Nazi science, Nazi politics, Nazi military vision, even weaponry. And you see what came about. And again, in the beginning, demonic revelation, occult inspiration, will be presented as something that would benefit humanity, giving supra-human enhancement, but always designed for a secondary use for demonic accomplishment, the sequence of satanic evolution. It involves, well, the planetary defense weapons coming about in the future, to bring war against the descent of Christ. Now listen, I'm going to tell you again, take a look deep into DARPA. Take a look deep into the development of weapons. The development of weapons, the development of technologies, the development of sciences, the development within political ideologies. Notice how they are all converging at the altar of globalism. They are converging at the altar of globalism. Everywhere there is demonic revelation, occult inspiration behind political ideology, military weapons development, sciences and psychologies. Right now in history, you're going to see that they converge at the altar of globalism. Globalism is the issue. There is a spirit behind globalism. And within globalism, political ideology, military strategy, military weaponization, psychological inspiration, like it was in the days of the Nazis, scientific inspiration, all of it begins, I'll say it again, it is presented for human benefit, human enhancement. The idea, even among remote viewers, is that this occult empowerment inspiration brings about human enhancement, seemingly, but ultimately is designed for demonic or the satanic agenda, the ultimate agenda. It is very obvious to me, and maybe to you, that Satan's not going to just show up among military men, scientific men and women, among political leaders and say, hey, I'm Satan. I want to grasp world control. I want you all to listen to me. And I want you to join me as I get prepared to blast Christ out of the sky, Revelation 19:19, as he descends in the second coming, because he's coming to judge evil. He's coming to end this radical evil and sin and death and rape and war. He's coming as the Prince of Peace to bring peace and the end of war and an age of great glory. I want to stop all that because I don't want him to stop me. So I'm going to use you, world. I'm going to use the politicians. I'm going to use the military leaders. I'm going to use the scientists. It's going to be a frog in the kettle approach at first, and then I'm going to blast the world with a great chaos so that I can come to its rescue, save the day, create a new world order, and ultimately bring damnation and destruction to billions. I don't care if you lose your soul. All I care about is being God. Now, that's Satan. You think he's going to show up that way? Hey, listen, tonight, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Thanks again to Steve Quayle for the opportunity to share with you. And I was sent Sunday night a notation where Steve shared Thursday night in an interview with a Jewish brother about an article that came out of Europe referring to the possibility of a seizure in America, that there would be possibly a military takeover. This is something that has been behind the scenes for some time. And I'm going to say again, it's exactly what we've talked about in the Black Awakening, but it involves shadow government, agenda. And there's great chaos being planned. It's not going to be just martial law. Martial law will step in because massive bloodshed chaos. Well, we call it the Black Awakening. Actually, the undergrounders call it the Black Awakening. And we've now put out the book, 660-some pages. Appreciate the note that I just got from somebody here today, as a matter of fact. With the book comes 70 hours of our training material. Training material on spiritual warfare. Lectures on the Black Awakening, and lectures on, end-time issues and the rise of Satanism and how it all works. So we give out 70 hours of MP3s with the book, and here's what somebody just wrote me, and I'm going to have to write them back today. Here's what it says. Dear Russ Dizdar, I sat on the edge of my chair throughout my reading of your book, The Black Awakening. This is all new information to me. I had absolutely no idea these kinds of issues were taking place around the world. Now, that's, again, another good word that has come in, and I appreciate that. Let me just tell you that the whole book deals with the rise of satanic super soldiers, the chaos before the New World Order. And we will have a sequel out next spring that deals with the rise, the actual apocalypse of Antichrist. Now, let me tell you that in all of this, there is a presence, a supernatural presence, moving the world towards that disaster, chaos, catastrophic event. And even those who are conspiracy buffs, New Agers, Mayan researchers, coast-to-coast listeners, and I'm always fascinated to hear Art and also George talk about their feeling about the coming catastrophic and chaotic events coming. No question, Steve Quayle's been trying to give great warning with great urgency. And I believe that there is, when believers take prophetic revelation to describe events, just like Peter. Now listen, all the believers in Christ, listen a moment. You can check this out in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 tells you about the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. When the Spirit of God came in power to clothe the church and send it out in mission. Signs and wonders occurred, a great sound, a rushing sound. Well, you can read all about it. And then when thousands and thousands gathered around to see what was the sound and the signs and the languages and the things that were occurring, Peter, filled with the Spirit of God, stands up and he says, you know, he asks them to listen. And I would say again to those who are seekers, those who are even, you consider yourself enemies of people like me, I'm just a human being crying out to you, compelled by the love of God, to say there's an embrace and a summons from God. Something bigger, broader, wider than what you have. The issue is that Peter said, this is that which the prophet Joel spoke about. Peter, led by the Spirit of God, was telling them that prophecy has just actually been fulfilled. You see it. You experience it. This is what it is. The prophecy of Joel has just now been unleashed. This is that which the prophet Joel. Now, that's why I'm saying that it's vital that we study specifically, not all, but specifically New Testament prophetic revelation. There's a purpose behind this. I'm not going to read it to you, but you can check it out at the end of the book of Romans, that by the command of the eternal God, that the prophetic writings, the prophetic grapha, would be used in reaching the world. So New Agers, remote viewers, and psychics, and paranormal researchers, for those of you that have some kind of other spirituality, or none, I'm saying that the prophetic writings that are unequaled in all of human history, in their scope, their depth, their details, their specifics, and they are infallible. They have never erred in the past. They are not erring now. They will not be an error in the future. There is going to be the greatest spiritual deception in human history. The pinnacle of dark manifestation not only is unprecedented right now, but it's only the beginning. In the rise of Antichrist, you also have the rise of the false prophet, Babylon. You're having the deepest, broadest, widest manifestation, surge, whatever you want to call it. This is a surge from the dark side into our realm. And it is being felt already by billions, I believe, around the world. One thing true about dark side manifestation, when it's able to convince and bring about political ideology, military weaponization and strategy, when it's able to influence science and psychology and culture, that incredible manifested deception, like in Nazi Germany, will always bring the greatest and broadest destruction. So if you want to realize that this angel of light, who is really Satan, this Satan, this dark side that presents itself like it is an amazing, new, majestic spirituality, comes with a arm behind its back and a blade that cuts deep into your eternal existence. And God all the while is warning and calling and drawing and says, I love you, come home. The demonstration of the love of God is a willing giving of his life at the cross. On the other hand, New Age and dark side spiritual revelations will ultimately lead into, well, the fallen cherub's desire to use you as the human fodder, to use you as the human sacrifice, to gain his ascendancy in the world. Well, all this stuff, whether it's political ideology, scientific breakthroughs, incredible technologies, military strategies and weaponization, and even psychological powers of transmuting the human construct, presented for human benefit, but designed for demonic use. From non-human intelligences, from energy, communication, it all backs up into entities. So remote viewers and psychics and others that are receiving information from the Akashic field, or from your times of meditation, or the times that you blank out and things come into your head, or you wake up in the middle of the night in a dream that has been thrust into your head, now becomes some kind of scientific information or a technology that you write down and that you begin to work on is this how the super collider was developed? Is this the inspiration behind core scientists and or the 6,000 scientists that are behind CERN? If the spirituality that inspires the ideas the technology, the mentality, the influence of developing an incredible, globally impacting technology such as the Super Collider. The question is, in the presentation of that technology, it seems that it's going to be for human benefit. After all, didn't the web come from that? But it also might come with a price. Ultimate design for demonic use. Part of that might be that concept of catching a particle, the God particle, the Higgs particle. Now, this is all about smashing the atoms, smashing the protons, and bringing it all through the Atlas, what is called the Atlas detector, and seeing if they can find a theoretical particle that they're calling the God particle, which they might think is a slice of God. And again, I'm going to say what I said last night on the Sunday night show, that it will not be a slice of God. It will simply be a slice of creation, of what creation is. They're not going to be able to pull God's hand away from him and slice a little bit of his skin so that they can put it under a microscope and see what the being of God is, using finite or even demonically created technology to discover. All the while, God is saying, here I am, biblical revelation. Here I am, prophetic revelation. Here I am in miraculous revelation. Here I am in the incarnation, incredible, the genetics of God in Christ. Here is the visitation of God, sinless, yet Savior. Lamb of God, yet creation listens to him, obeys him. The elect angels of God, the good angels of God, adore him, worship him, acknowledge him as Emmanuel. The demons, the dark side, fears him. Satan tries to tempt him and crush him and kill him. And the cross, beyond the technology of CERN, beyond the technology of science in any measure, ancient or present or future. You know what it is? You know what the cross is? The technology of God. The cross is the physics of God. The cross is the relational revelation. God loves you. And God has the power to break the barriers to bring you instantly into the presence of God, and the presence of God instantly into your life with the deposit of the gift, the implantation of eternal life. Indestructible immortality, a coming glorification exerted by the power of God on an atomic level. Now, we've talked about this before, but I'm getting way ahead of myself. We're already almost a half hour into the show. And I'm going to say again, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. For all those who are new, go to that site and you'll find a bunch of downloads, all kinds of free things, and all about us, www.shatterthedarkness.net, and you'll find 31 Days Ablaze is up and moving. You will find that we're giving away the hours and hours on the abyss. Even the part that Steve Quell and I have done is all located on one page. And that's all there, and a number of series, The Rise of Almost Satanas, Learning Holy Spirit Discernment in These Days, and the Psy Wars series is all, you know, up and growing and developing. We got a couple of incredible new MP3s, and I never really advertise MP3s in advance. We'll put them on the preemption broadcast weekly, the weekend show that we put up as a podcast. Now, listen, this is about, let me give you the titles. And I've already had an undergrounder write me about this title. On the shatterthedarkness.net page, if you scroll all the way down where it says more updates, here's the title of an MP3 coming this weekend. Luciferians, the Elite, Homolumos, and the Real Luminaries. And then a second title coming up after that, referring specifically to believers in Christ, Persecuted in Time and All Believers Shall Return. an incredible discussion on Revelation 19:11. No matter what happens to believers in the past, present, or near future, we shall return. Revelation 19:11, and that is incredible, absolutely incredible, and I hope you see it. If you want to write during the show, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. And we have gotten a lot of information, by the way, with all the stuff about Shiva, and I guess someone's sharing, too, that I may have mixed up. Well, Shiva, the destroyer, male or female, again, gods and goddesses in Hinduism, there's up to 300 million, small g, gods and goddesses. And they're correcting me here saying Shiva's the male god, and Kali is his consort. Either way, there is, behind the scenes, the presence of destruction. The concept of destruction here. And this is a presence. You've got to understand that when it comes to dark side, finite, fallen, angelic, demonic presence, regardless of how it presents itself to the world, Quetzalcoatl, Moloch, Baal, doesn't make any difference in all the world where you find these ziggurats and other places and literally power cones, high places, ultimately, like at Bohemian Grove, where human sacrifice is required to open darker, broader doors for the demonic to enter in. So we'll take a look at that, but I appreciate the note here, and I'll get myself corrected if I have mentioned Shiva being male instead of female, or vice versa. Take a look with me, if you would, and I'm going to just give you the website address, because I don't have a chat room here to put up for you. Again, we're going to work on that for January, having a chat room during the live show to where you can enter in and talk and even put up questions there. But at a website, www.williamhenry.net, if you do a search on his article, this is what it's entitled. Discerning, referring to CERN, discerning the God particle. And he subtitled, scientists build Stargate device, open a black hole, and fulfill messianic prophecy. Now again, this is coming from what I believe, and well, you might want to correct me, but I believe he's a New Ager in that kind of alternative spirituality. But I will say that he's got great information from his perspective on CERN and the search for the God particle. Again, I'm going to say that in all the discussion of the God particle, because scientists are looking for what's behind, what happened just prior to the Big Bang, and what element was there, I don't believe they're going to be able to pull God's hand into their technology, take a sliver, and study. I believe that they're going to continue to embrace actual created substance, the substance of creation. Nothing wrong with looking at creation, whether it's DNA or particles, all of which have code, communicating code, all of which does what biblical revelation says. It pours forth communication, pours forth speech. It actually helps reveal the invisible qualities of God, the divine nature of God, the eternal power of God. You can read about that in Romans chapter 1. Take a read how creation, whether it's even particles, atoms, DNA, or a massive mountainside, beautiful look into the stars, creation as a whole is sentient, related to God. God's power even sustains. Take a look again at the book of Colossians chapter 1, where not only did he create visible and invisible, but that he sustains its existence. God's bigger than the universe, my friends. bigger and beyond the universe. And all of the universe, in every ounce of its substance, structure, well, it's literally alive in this sense. Romans chapter 8 tells us that creation, and I believe in all of its pieces and parts and whole, it says that it groans. It gives it almost a, it almost personifies creation, gives it almost a personal, emotional sense. Romans chapter 8. What is it groaning about? It is groaning because of the, it's been subject to decay. It's been infected by the sin and the dark side presence. And it even shows that there's intelligence in creation, that some kind of communication has gone on, that it knows, that it's waiting. You know what it's waiting for? The glorification and the new heaven and new earth. Do you realize that even creation awaits the second coming of the Creator? Creation waits for the second coming of the Creator. You can find that clearly in Romans, and I would encourage scientists to take a deep look at this. Don't reduce it to pantheism. It doesn't give the incredible revelation of God being, well, he's beyond, but he's in. He's upholding. He empowers, but he is not creation. He's not the tree. But the tree knows where it came from. Creation communicates, pours forth speech. You can find that in Psalms. The heavens declare the glory of God. There's a pouring out of speech. Well, I'm mentioning here William Henry's website where he's discussing Stargate 2012, where he's talking about the possibility that CERN, the super collider, has connections all the way back to the Mayans. Now, he talks about, and I haven't seen the DVD, he has a DVD presentation, Stargate 2012, and the Mayans say that, and I'm quoting him now, the Mayans say from out of this tree star alignment comes a serpent rope. He's going to refer to that as a wormhole that involves a gateway. Now, listen clearly. Because there's questions whether CERN, the supercollider, when turned on, when ultimately used, will it create a black hole? Will it open a gateway? Will it open the abyss? I'm going to specifically speak about the opening of the abyss in a couple of days. We always put the titles to each night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, on the shatterthedarkness.net site. Now, here's the interesting thing. If you do go to williamhenrys.net site, look up this article that he's done, because he's got some pictures here. He's got a picture that comes from the Mayan belief of the serpent rope connected to Quetzalcoatl. And it all leads up to what looks like, almost exactly like, the eight rayed or spoke Atlas detector at CERN. That's right. What we have, well, it's about the return of Quetzalcoatl. Some would call him a time traveler. Others look at him. I would see it as an incredible, incredible, if not Satan himself, a dark, dark entity. Again, because connected with the bloodshed of human life and the gateways that were opened that way back during the days of the Mayans. Now, when you take a look at the artwork communication of the Mayans, you'll see this image of Quetzalcoatl. Quetzalcoatl is below the serpent feathered looking being but that there is this rope, serpent rope they call it, that goes up to and is looking like it's almost connected to this eight-spoked array. Now, he puts the picture of the Mayan art or communication next to CERN, the eight radars, the eight-spoked, what's called the Atlas detector. You see, when the protons and whenever the, when the energies are smashed, it has to go through detectors. And there is the eight-spoked Atlas detector that is supposed to be able or hopefully will discern or show or discover or catch the God particle. Now, that is what they're hoping. Now, I am again going to quote William Henry right here where he says, are the Mayans describing a blessed subatomic particle that will appear in 2012 or take a year or two? Is this the same as the God particle? And he says, I think so. And again, I'm going to say that it's not going to be the infinite God. You're not going to get the infinite God. No matter how vast the technology, no matter how big the telescope, no matter how... Listen, not even those who astral project remote view are going to be able to penetrate into the third heaven where Paul was taken up and saw things that he couldn't even put into language. Do you really think that finite... Even the fallen cherub does not have the ability to penetrate the realm where the locality of God, though his presence is everywhere, there is a sense of the manifestation and locality. Now listen, believers in Christ know this by thinking in terms of the throne of God. You know the throne of grace. Let us go before the throne of grace with boldness, with freedom, to seek mercy and grace. That's that theological concept of the manifest locality of God. Though God in his immeasurable being, infinite being, does not dissipate the farther you go out. God is God, whether a billion miles in one direction or a billion miles in the other, though that's human language. You just cannot. The attribute of God, immeasurability. You cannot measure God, find God, scrape God, slice a sliver of God through the superconductor, this super collider. And the eight radar spoked Atlas detector at CERN will catch particles, will catch other substance, subatomic or whatever, of creation, all the while God is speaking by his Spirit. Creation tells of his awesome, majestic, eternal, and divine nature. Miracles brought great communication. Signs and wonders have brought great communication. Biblical revelation, which is unprecedented in its archaeological, historical, and manuscript backing. There's no ancient manuscript that has greater backing than the New Testament. It's vast. Way beyond anything. When it comes to the archaeological, historical, and manuscript attesting to the integrity of that, New Testament canon. Let alone the fact God the Holy Spirit inspired it. Listen, if you're a New Ager, if you're a remote viewer, if you guys understand Revelation, if you understand the Akashic records and or spirit communication, if you understand non-human intelligences that communicated to Nazi leaders and brought about Nazi political ideology, military strategy, military weaponry, scientific insight, psychological, that's where ultimately we're going to say a broad picture of splitting the human core and creating incredible soul control with a desire to create a vast super soldier, God-man type military. Where did the idea of creating a godlike, godman super military come from? Yet the Nazis, 60-some years ago, they were after it. They wanted it. They were on the development. Look at Lebensborn. Look up Lebensborn, the birthing project, life source, 400,000 to 800,000 babies that were bloodlined in their conception that would try to ensure the Aryan, literally Nephilim blood, powers in the genetics, demonic genetics, would get into the breeding process and create small g god men to be the enforcers. That's what's behind the hundreds of thousands of chosen ones today. And today they have their roots in this Nazi dream that came from a cult revelation, cult power and inspiration. And I'm going to say it again. Then when it comes from demonic revelation, occult powers, it's presented for human benefit, but designed for demonic use. I think there's some truth to that. Richard Hoagland may agree concerning NASA. I think that's true when it comes to the DOD and their now developing of planetary defense weapons systems that they can use to shoot into space and blast out of space what they would consider is an intrusion. See, the world's going to consider the second coming of Christ an intrusion. You don't believe me? Take a read of Revelation 19:19. What's it all about? How do we get there? Where do the world's most technologically advanced, supernaturally influenced, globally backed military come from? Armageddon is the pinnacle of supernaturally inspired warfare. Revelation 16 talks about the power behind globalism, behind that military, behind the development, and its call onto the field in preparation. Let me ask the believers out there, when you read Revelation 19:19, how is it that the Antichrist, Satan in human skin, how did he know concerning the timing of the visible return? How's he going to use humanity? By the way, Revelation 19:19, for all the political and military and scientific folk out there that might be working outside the presence of God, whether you have his presence in you or out of you, you should know that. And let me tell you, if you have the Spirit of God inside of you and been born of the Spirit of God, and you have experienced the love of God and now embrace Christ as living personal Savior, you know whether you have him or not. I'm going to tell you right now, Revelation 19:19 reveals the fact that every single human that has listened to God, embraced God, accepted the invitation to come home to God, they're all gone. Revelation 19:19, the only thing left on the earth, probably by the hundreds of millions, if not billion, a few billion, the only thing left on the earth at that moment in time, in actual, accurate future history, the only ones left are those who have taken the mark, which means they have vehemently rejected God and Christ, embraced the counterfeit light bearer, Lucifer himself. They are those who have taken the mark, worshipped the image of the beast, declared their allegiance to a counterfeit fallen cherub, masqueraded as Savior of the world. And that deception will lead to the broadest destruction of military force in the entirety of human history. You better study well Revelation 19:19. Military strategists, military weapons developers, Russians, Chinese, United States, across the board in Europe, NATO. Listen, you better study well. Please understand, biblical prophetic revelation has been, is, and will be infallible, unstoppable. Though that is the satanic strategy. If he can destroy the recipients or the location of the fulfillment of prophecy, I think he thinks he can stop God. This has been attempted in the past. Revelation 12 shows that. This will be attempted, and I believe is being attempted right now, and will be without question, in the pinnacle of the manifestation of counterfeit spirituality, will be attempted in the future. Buy into spirit-inspired globalism, and you have embraced the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who reject God, Christ, and the message of love and eternal life. And instead embrace the sequence of satanic evolution. You might as well lick the flames of hell right now if that's what you really want. You can balk at it. You can sneer. You can say, I don't believe in hell. I don't believe in the devil. While he dances with his black flame all around your conscience. But the Spirit of God speaks, and today the offer is still on the table of your heart and conscience. God loves you. God wants you. Nobody wants you more. Christ gave his life for you at that cross. Scientist, come to Christ. Receive the Spirit of God. Political leader, come to Christ. Receive the Spirit of God. Military weapons development scientists, mill lab workers, and strategists, come to God. Receive the Spirit of Christ. Get the gift of eternal life. Get the Spirit of God on the inside, opening up the revelation of God, giving you the blessing of God, the infinite love, the infinite presence and power. Listen, your safety, your eternal existence, your personal welfare right now. Is in the hands of God. Do you have God or do you have spirituality, spiritual experiences, dreams, visions, remote viewing, astral projections, feelings, transgenics, transmutation, whatever it may be? A lot of preoccupation, a lot of distraction, but no God in the midst of all of it. I'm telling you, you've been deceived. I'm telling you, you've been pulled to the side like Judas. Don't let Satan enter your heart to betray the Son of God. Come to the living Christ, who by the physics of God, the power of God, blasted apart the finality of death and broke the barrier of sin. And at the moment you see and accept Jesus Christ, Lord, Savior, God, into your life, he gives you the gift of the Spirit of God and implants immediately the living presence of God inside of you and the gift of eternal life and the reality of knowing that you know that you know. You'll see God face to face. Do you know the love of God? Listen, I want to tell you again on William Henry's webpage. And again, I'm only saying that he has an interesting article. I do not agree with his spirituality at all. I do believe that there is some incredible connection at this point. Quetzalcoatl, whatever you want to call him, winged servant, serpent, this being, this supernatural godlike being, small g, that there is some sort of connection between this eight-spoked array and it's pretty incredible, the eight-spoked Atlas detector that's supposed to be able to capture the, well, the God particle. Really? Whether you look at Kali, Shiva, Shiva the Destroyer, God and goddesses, they are finite. You can study all 300 million there in India or across the lands there. You're going to find out that they're all finite, all limited. You're going to find out that many, many, many of them desire human sacrifice, blood, animals. You're going to find that no finite spirit, no matter how powerfully presented or what they claim, if they do not come from God, they will never lead you to God. But there is an agenda. Very much like the days of the Nazis, where spirit revelation brought about political ideology, where spirit revelation brought about military vision, brought about military weaponry, scientific discovery, under the tutelage of spiritual presence. And the spiritual presence of that day clearly, clearly seemed to give human enhancement, human benefit, military superiority. They believed they had political superiority. They believed that they had bloodline superiority. They were taken and given a sense of elitism, a sense that they would spiritually evolve to deity, that they would be the God-men, the deitized political military empire that would rule the world for 1,000 years. Counterfeit to the coming chillism, millennium, millennial reign, the real thing. You can either grasp the counterfeit, it's there, it's real, but it's wrong. You can embrace the real. God is knowable, God summons you, and by the providence of God tonight, this one man behind this mic simply says to you as a human being, please, if you don't know the living God, seek and search for God where God has revealed himself. I'm going to tell you right now that there are 8 I Ams in the Gospel of John. And I'm going to encourage you to read that. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, I'm the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. When he says in John 10:9, I am the door, you know what it is? He says, I am the thura. The thura. The gateway. Jesus Christ says, I am the gateway. I am the door through which you can come and know God personally. All the issues of sin, Satan, death and hell are taken care of. Because someone loves you. Not benign force, living personal presence. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. Thank you for listening here Monday night. We'll see you Tuesday night, survivetothrive.net, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless.